This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will have an audience with King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and his father Jigme Singye Wangchuk, the fourth king of the Himalayan nation, in Thimphu today. Mr. Modi will also hold talks with his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay. The Prime Minister reached Paro International Airport this morning on a two-day state visit to Bhutan. The people of Bhutan extended a warm welcome to Mr. Modi. He also received a guard of honour on his arrival. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Galsion Jetson Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu later in the day. It is a state-of-the-art hospital built with the assistance of India in Bhutan capital. The Supreme Court will today hear Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal's writ petition challenging his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate yesterday in connection with the excise policy-linked money laundering case. A special bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna, M.M. Sundaresh and Bela Trivedi will hear the matter later in the day today. Senior Advocate Dr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi mentioned the matter before Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud this morning for urgent hearing. On the arrest of the Delhi Chief Minister, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra has said that Mr. Kejriwal skipped 9 summons issued to him and he must respect the summons. Aam Aadmi Party leader Aatishi alleged that the top leaders of her party have been arrested on false charges. She claimed that for the first time, a sitting Chief Minister has been arrested by the government. Aam Aadmi Party members have staged protests in different parts of Delhi today. Congress leader K.C. Venugopal has alleged that the central government is misusing the enforcement agencies and the Congress party stands with Aam Aadmi Party and Arvind Kejriwal. Supreme Court today denied any relief to BRS leader K. Kavita, who was arrested last week in the Delhi liquor policy case. The apex court told her to approach the trial court. A special session of the Delhi Assembly, which was scheduled for today, has been cancelled. The next sitting of the House will be held on the 27th of March. This comes after the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal by the Enforcement Directorate yesterday. The Enforcement Directorate has been conducting searches at the Bolpur residence of State Minister Chandrakant Sinha since this morning in connection with the teachers' recruitment scam. His family members are also being interrogated. Besides, ED is conducting searches at 5 places at Kolkata, including Chetla, Lake Town and Birati. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, successfully executed a landing mission for its reusable launch vehicle RLV named Pushpak this morning from the Aeronautical Test Range ATR at Chalakere in Chitradurg in Karnataka. In a social media post, ISRO said that it has nailed it again, signifying the precise landing of the winged launch vehicle RLV in autonomous mode. ISRO Chairman S. Somanath congratulated the team for the flawless execution of the maneuvering, then landing and energy management of the spaceship in a fully autonomous mode. In Bihar, one person was killed and 10 others were seriously injured when a portion of the under-construction bridge over Koshi River collapsed in Supol district this morning. The injured were admitted to the nearby hospitals. Talking to Akashvani News, Superintendent of Police Shaishav Yadav said that rescue operation is underway as 6 labourers are still trapped in the debris. World Water Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed every year on the 22nd of March to honour the importance of fresh water. The theme for this year is Water for Prosperity and Peace. It emphasises the critical role water plays in fostering cooperation and stability around the world. The Indian Premier League Cricket Tournament will begin this evening at Chennai in Tamil Nadu. The opening match will be played between the defending champions Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bengaluru. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Cricket fans are eagerly waiting for the game as both MS Dhoni and Virat Kohli will be seen in action against each other. India's Sadhyan Gnanashekaran has clinched the men's singles title at the World Table Tennis FIDE Beirut tournament in Lebanon yesterday. World number 103 Sadhyan defeated compatriot and world number 74 Manav Vikas Thakkar 3-1 victory over compatriot in the finals yesterday. Earlier, Sadhyan empowered world number 39 Chinese tapas Huan He Huan in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.